For the first time in their 52-year history, the St. Louis Blues hoisted the Stanley Cup. The Blues defeated the Boston Bruins last night, 4-1, to win the National Hockey League championship. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has more from the watch party that had all the atmosphere of a home game.
The team's 16th win of the playoffs came on the road at the TD Garden in Boston. But you wouldn't have known it from the crowd's reaction at Enterprise Center in St. Louis, where 19,000 fans watched Game 7 on the scoreboard. They put the local spin on the national anthem. And did goals with Towel Man. Let loose a deafening roar when the improbable became reality. And sang along to the Laura Branigan song that had become the team's anthem.
This is absolutely amazing.
Jessica Loeza says she knew the night was going to be special even before she got to Enterprise Center with her family.
Because we're the Blues. They were gonna do it. We play well away. And we wanted it bad enough.
Jessica isn't even the biggest Blues fan in the family. That title belongs to her brother, Michael. He drove 16 hours from Colorado, where he was on a National Parks road trip to watch Game 5 in St. Louis, and then stayed for Game 6 and 7. The Loeza siblings grew up in St. Charles. Michael joined the military right out of high school, where he was surrounded by fans of other teams.
For the last, 27 years getting talked to about how the Blues suck, and seeing them win it tonight at Enterprise Center, just icing on the cake.
The win Wednesday night was an inconceivable end to the Blues season. They were in last place as late as January 2nd, but Shane Sumner says he was confident the team wouldn't be there long.
So I knew almost from the get-go things were going to change and we were going to make a run.
And go on a run they did. The Blues went 30-10-5 over their last 45 games, including a franchise record 11-game winning streak, all leading to a moment that Sumner called beyond words. His daughter Claudia was also pleased with the result, but for a very different reason.
They said that if we won, we'd be able to get two ducks, so we're going to name it Stanley and Gloria.
The turnaround was especially sweet for Blues left winger Pat Maroon. The St. Louis native signed a one-year contract for less money than he could have gotten elsewhere to play in his hometown. Like his team, Maroon had a rough start, but his overtime goal in Game 7 against Dallas kept the season alive.
That means the world to me, to bring the Stanley Cup back to St. Louis, being from St. Louis, being a Blues fan all my life, and to do it, to put this jersey on and be with the boys.
The city of St. Louis will honor Maroon and the rest of the boys with a parade, likely on Saturday. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.